book is The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. If we can tune into the idea of making things and sharing them without being attached to the outcome, the work is more likely to arrive in its truest form.
Oh, bars.
I didn't even have that marked. I just opened it. I just spread it.
I don't know who needed to hear that today, but somebody did.
I did.
I did too.
Partly. I think that speaks to, I feel like maybe more to our generation where like instant, like I'll make something and I can put it right on, right?
Oh, we were just talking
about that. We were just talking about that. Delaying
gratification.
Yeah, that's right. How do you delay gratification? And why would you want to do it? That's not the topic of today's podcast.
We talked about it in a different podcast episode.
We did. Yeah. So, which means we'll probably come back to that, right?
Always. Always. Yeah. It's a great topic, especially for today's social media age.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, but today we're talking about your team. When do you need to ask for help? What are some people on your team that can maybe help you level up? And I've been waiting to get into Tossie for this one. I'm David
Morales. I'm sorry?
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm David Morales. You can follow me at David Morales or Active Poet if you want to hear my music.
And I'm Tossie Alabastro at Tossie Alabastro. Or if you want to follow me with photography, it's at the Modern Clicksmith on IG.
And this is Art Time Job,
a support podcast for aspiring and working artists by us goofballs. I mean, aspiring and working artists and goofballs.
Yeah. Nice. Nailed it.
First of all, I just want to acknowledge that I've been listening to a lot more podcasts, not necessarily to practice podcasting, because I feel like we just talk
to compete.
Yeah, to get sharpen up the skills. I'm incredibly interested in how people are deciding on what their topics of their podcast are going to be.
Yeah.
Right? From podcasts that are story based to they write them and you know,
that's a violin for y'all who don't know. And a variety of sounds.
Yeah.
Out of Tossie's mouth. For those listening.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
I love it. Regardless, we hear.
To podcasts like ours where it's, you know, conversations, discussions about a topic, revolving topics, right?
Right. We've come up with these topics. We used to sit down every week.
But we've decided. But I'm wondering,
how do other people do it?
Yeah, because I'm sure it's not the same as ours to some degree, right?
You know, Tossie, I bet most of them have a team.
I bet they do. That's true.
And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say the majority, but I'd say there's probably like top 10%.
Uh-huh.
And somebody's just like, the comment section wants you guys to talk about this. Especially, unlike our podcast, where, for those who don't know, we shot this whole first season without dropping anything, just so me and Tossie can get ahead and give consistent episodes for you all.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee those who are like, we're going to do a podcast every day on this week and release it later that week, they can look at the comments and be like, people want to know this, so they can like be relevant. And maybe we'll get to that point one day.
Yeah.
But I guarantee that's one way they do it. Or, I mean, maybe they're just checking on what's popular right now. They're talking on current events.
They're on that pulse.
Yeah. Which I hope I never get on that pulse.
How come?
You know, I feel like in this modern day and age, people just love reactionary content.
Mm.
And like, I'm okay to do that for like entertainment purposes. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like me, I never want to speak about things I'm uneducated about.
Oh,
and I think it's really easy for some like expert to like duet you on TikTok and be like, this is why, and like just tear you apart. And like,
so you don't want to open yourself up to like that kind of scrutiny, I guess.
When I'm on talk shows, unless we're like keeping it lighthearted and like joking around, if you want to know what Kanye's doing this week, I got nothing bad to say about Kanye.
You don't have his number.
I don't have his number. Therefore, I don't have a problem with him.
That's
right. That's what Tom Hardy, I think, said.
That's a great quote. Or
Christian Bale. It was one of
them. It was Tom Hardy.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I take that back. It's Christian Bale. Yes. The dialect came back and I said, it's Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
he's like, if you have a problem with me,
mm-hmm.
what is it? It's like, if you have a problem with me and you don't have my number, you're not, you
don't know me enough to have a problem with me.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I was like, God, that's beautifully split.
You know? And like,
perspective.
If people really want to know like how I feel about that, why don't you follow me and you'll find out.
Yeah. Oh.
But on talk shows where like millions of people who don't know me are watching, you know, I'm just going to be myself without talking bad on others. I'm just not a fan on possibly shitting on somebody else to make others look good.
Or right. like or sensationalizing today. Something.
Yeah, yeah, making other people the butt of the jokes or like, yeah. you know, because somebody's having a hard moment, like we're going right. to talk about them, be like, yo.
That was so prevalent in the 90s, right? Like there were like magazines that were are like, well, they Always. Still are.
They still do that. I still see my
Perez Hilton.
Stores. Yeah. Why this divorce didn't happen? Or like, why this divorce yeah. happened? I'm like, who can't get out of their business, y'all? Well,
but why do you think that is with that there is... always going to be people or groups of people, I don't want to say individuals because I, you know, but groups of people who subscribe to that, who love that stuff. Why is that, you think? Again, this is
I'm gonna ask you, why do you think that is? Because, you know, I have my opinions, but I'm just like,
I feel like at the base, at the core, that type of gossip lends to like the easiest way to find community.
Whoa, you flipped that on its head. I did not see that coming.
Right. Do you think so? I mean, like, just kind of logically thinking about it, like, if you're high school, right, or middle school is probably, like, the breeding ground of, like, some of these mm-hmm. habits, you know, and you see, like, maybe two people that you perceive as cool. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, they seem pretty cool. And then you overhear that they're talking about this one thing.
Yeah.
Well, as a kid, you got nothing else to do except study, go home, eat. You don't pay rent.
Yeah.
Right. So you build these habits over time, decades of maybe like, maybe that's the way to find friends is to do the thing that your friends are doing. Right. It makes yeah. sense. It's harder to be an individual
totally.
Than it is to assimilate into a group.
Ooh, I agree.
It's a survival thing.
I agree.
Right.
So yeah, it's good to be like up to date with what's going on.
Yeah.
But I think at what point, you know, does it matter? Because it's so easy to be like, well, this person said that. I'd be like, that person's not even available. I was just trying to keep up. You know, it becomes like right. he said, she said.
Then you're backtracking.
Exactly.
We're backpedaling, I should say.
No, and it's like, I just like, I want everyone to have like great, sustainable, happy, and joyous lives. Mm-hmm. And I hope anything I say about them doesn't like hurt their feelings. So I'm just like, I'm here to support your life, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not hurting other people, like I'm cool with you, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't subscribe to that because I don't really care about the drama. I'd rather care what's going on in your life than yeah. somebody like Kim Kardashian. Shout out, Kim. You've been doing a lot of cool stuff. I don't know you, but
yeah.
I'd rather know what's going on with you in your right. life, you know?
Well, I'm thinking about TMZ.
Yeah.
And sometimes like their clips might show up on my thing and it's yeah. like them as a team going, okay, what do we got? And it's,
oh, yeah.
it feels staged.
It is.
Okay.
It totally is.
It's like, well, this thing is happening this, and then they cut to whatever that is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you really do have a team to create that together. Totally. And then like, why can't we have a team for our personal lives? I feel, okay, so this is something that I'm only half kind of knowledgeable of it, so I won't speak too much about it, but like, there are cultures where having the grandmother or grandfather come take care of, that's that sense of like community and team, right? Like, because then that kid will then grow up to do this and it's all a cycle. And then at some point, like some cultures don't do that anymore. I guess American culture, right? You send them to a home.
Retirement home.
Retirement
never. Home. Never. My mom's not going there unless she wants to. Unless she wants to be
her
there.
Choice. Her choice.
Yeah, yeah, her choice. But my mom can live with me forever.
No, I love that.
Mama.
Mama's hat. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love my mom.
And like, how do we break that down as an artist and say, I could use a team right now? Instead of like, do you have a team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had more of a team, but I don't think I'm at a stage where I need more of a team.
Yeah.
I think I'm at the stage where still cultivating skills, tools, and I got to figure out a lot of things myself before I can delegate those tasks.
Mm-hmm,
or I can delegate those tasks.
You say sasks?
Yeah, I said something.
Like Sasquatch? Sasquatch.
Those sasks. I got to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think something that every artist should have that I've only had it just like I just started having is mentors.
Mm-hmm.
Mentors.
Just started having mentors? Yeah. I'm not shaming you. I'm just like, it feels like you've already had one for like a long time.
Is there somebody we're both thinking of, like, that you're telling me?
No.
And I'm not trying to put shade on anybody who maybe has thought they were my mentor or they were giving me a mentor position. I'm just, when I say mentor, I feel like somebody in a position I want to be in.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think there's been too many people, and that's once again not putting shade on anybody. Because I think there's different aspects where I've had mentors of different people, but I'm saying like either the full compass of like, dang, how do I get on a movie? Or like, dang, like how do I tour and like rap? Like the priority of what I want to do. Because there's been, you know, I would say Karen PM has been a mentor of like
for both of us,
how to run a business and like how to like do a nonprofit, how to like, you know, teach, how to like cultivate all these artists. There's a bunch of these people like that. But like I just started having like a mentor, I feel like, in certain these spaces that I'm like, oh, that's the next level I'm trying to get to. Like, you know, and I think a mentor is something we all have, and it's really hard to find them.
It is. Although, you know? I also feel, though, that there are a lot of mentors looking for mentees. They're not actively looking, but they're open to it, right? So,
and that's like if people reach out, be like, yo,
yeah,
like, what can I bring? Like, I'll film you, or like, hey, I just want to be around you. Like,
right.
Can I answer emails?
Yeah. So a mentor, that's one team member.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can have multiple mentors for things. Of course.
For everything you're interested in. Right now for music, I do have a producer that I always go through.
Mm-hmm.
That's Rob and Josh as well.
Mm-hmm.
They also mix and master all my stuff.
How did you meet them?
At a show. Mm-hmm. They performed right in front of me. There was a show called San Hochella.
Mm-hmm.
And and we were early on the set, and I think we were like second or third of the day, but they... we just kicked it off right then and there, and they're like, hey, come to the studio, and then I went to their studio, and then we just became really good friends after that. So it's super organic with those guys. But yeah, my producers on the music side, and that's really all I have on the music side, just producers, him and I, and then other artists that I collaborate with.
Is there a team member from the music side that you would like to have in the short term?
In the short term, no.
Okay, long term.
Long term, yes. Long term, I'd love a booking agent, you know, to get
those
big shows.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm trying to force at the House of Blues.
You're on this lineup now.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I think outside of that, maybe an assistant / manager.
Yeah. In the music world.
In the music world.
Okay.
Somebody who can actively like email people and like, you know, create that connection and like, submit to these playlists and do all that stuff so I can just focus on being an artist. That would be in the short term, but like I doubt that's gonna happen. I think it's gonna be a lot of me for a while.
Yeah,
my partner likes to think she's my security guard. I don't know why, but
because she's ready to slap somebody.
She's ready at any given time. She's ready to
somebody. Drop kick somebody for sure.
That's definitely a skit we're gonna do once I get to the touring level. What are you doing with those titties out? And then on the acting side, more of a team I have. I have three agents.
Mm-hmm.
Four agents?
I
have four agents.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
You have two film and television agents. You have a VO agent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a theater agent? No.
No theater agent.
You said four, right?
Yeah, but one kind of does everything in the Bay Area.
Oh, okay.
The Bay Area one does film, commercial, and
for here,
voiceover. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So was I close?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Semi. The one here is very regional, so they do just everything in the Bay. Mm-hmm. They also are the ones who I get to do 2K with in mocap.
Oh, sure.
That's why you should. We're going to talk about that in a second, Tossie. Don't worry.
Okay,
in a second. and then when it comes to LA, I have a commercial agent focusing on commercials. I have a voiceover agent focused just on voiceover. And then I have a manager who used to be an agent that sends me theatrical auditions, TV and film stuff.
Yeah.
But the manager helped me get the commercial agent. So she gets 10% of anything I book through the commercial agent. But the voiceover one that I've had prior and the one down here, I just give them a commission. I don't have to give my manager a commission.
Okay. Do you think... this is an interesting question because I haven't thought of it in a very long time. So back, you know, I don't know, not even that long ago, there seemed to be some kind of, for actors anyway, some kind of route, right? Like, okay, maybe you go through school, some kind of training.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get your agent. Like that always seems to be the thing. And and or you move and then you get an agent, whatever. Do you think that's still true? Do you think that that's still the case, or because that we have social media stuff now that, okay, you're an actor, that you can have, you could go longer without necessarily getting an agent because you can create your own stuff? Like, where do you see that, I guess, that world right now?
I think it all depends on your goals. I think there's a lot of work online.
Mm-hmm.
But the agents mainly come into play if you want somebody looking out for you, especially if they've been established for the long run. They're going to be like, this doesn't fly. They'll look at the contracts and they'll know, and you'll make sure you're protected.
Oh, that feels, that's comforting.
Exactly.
Whoa, because
these people on the internet, no offense, like these non-union deals or like these union deals, sometimes they'll like, you know, oh, you're not represented. They might do something and you won't know.
Because
I don't know if you speak contract. I don't speak contract. I read them, but I'm like,
no, I speak English, Tagalog, little Samoan. I don't speak contract.
I speak trash, but I don't speak contract, you know?
I speak Trash Panda.
Yeah, it's Trash Panda. I don't even know if that made a noise.
We'll have to amplify it if it doesn't.
That's slow motion.
Yeah.
But I think that's the beauty of having an agent. And I try to tell people all the time, if you believe you're ready for an agent, just know most contracts with an agent, whether you're like, oh, I don't know if this is the right agent or not. I've been through different agents. It's usually just a year. What's a year out of your whole career just to see if it works? And you know, there's like a 90 day clause. If they don't send you auditions within 90 days, you can terminate your contract. So that's usually with most agents. Why not try it out to see if it works? See if they're sending you out. See if you like the stuff they're sending you out. What's 3 months if you're not liking anything? I'm just like, try it out. And if it works, great. Now you have somebody you can build with. If it doesn't, okay, didn't work out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Move on to the next. Get another agent, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, going back to your question, I think it's all about the goals. What do you have? Like, if you're trying to be in theater, maybe you don't need a theatrical agent. Yeah. I don't think you need that. I don't know what it's like in Broadway. I don't know what it's like going for that all the time.
Right, yeah.
But
that blows my mind.
What?
Or it blew my mind that, like, theatrical agents, like, exist. They still exist. Yeah, yeah. And that they must have some kind of relationship with like the local film and art so they can get your schedule down, right? Like when you see like Broadway actors and then they're doing bit times on like Law and Order. Like that's some crazy scheduling, I'm sure.
Totally.
Right? Or like, you know, they know you have an understudy. So like, we're going to book you for this one day, get your understudy on, whatever that looks like.
And I'm sure their agents are communicating with that person's manager and like they're making it like one smooth system.
Everybody gets...
Yeah.
Paid.
Everyone gets a paid. And like, I feel like if it's saving you the peace of mind of not like worrying about schedule and like talking to so many people, like, why wouldn't you want to cut people in on your check? I know a lot of people are like, no, I can just do it all myself. For sure. And if you can manage all that, for sure. But like, I hated early on in my career going on casting networks and like trying to like submit myself to everything and not knowing the right thing to say and having no relationships with any of these people. And then being on sets where I'm there for like 17 hours and barely getting food and stuff like that.
Oh, but
I'm
like,
you know, it's like,
that's so sad.
It's paying your dues, you know?
Sure.
But at the same time, I'm like,
work smarter.
I'm so happy. I just get emails of like, oh, you have an audition. Bet. And they think they know me. So like, yo, I think they know what I'm good for, you know?
Yeah.
But yes, I think the path is still the same that we were talking about. Train. You should train. If you're not training by like going to classes, you should be in the work field by creating your own work or, you know, doing some theater, doing whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you feel like you're ready for an agent, apply for one. Go for it.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, make sure you get the materials ready. Mm-hmm. Headshot, resume. If you have like a reel for your voice or like they just want to see you on camera, so like a video reel, whatever it has. If you're voiceover, let them know equipment you have. If you want to do some stuff at home, and introduce yourself. Be really kind. Be yourself and follow up if they don't respond back to you because agents are busy. They're trying to make sure you get money. And any agent, when you're going for them, they will never ask for money because they only get paid once you get paid.
Yeah, so it'll get scammed.
Yes. But my question now to flip it to Tossie is, Tossie, do you think you're ready for an agent?
Yeah.
I've been trying to get this guy an agent.
I know. A lot of people have, I'll say. I know. When it starts getting that critical mass of people telling me stuff, then that's when I shut off. I'm like, nah, I don't need it. I don't know why I'm like that. I got to investigate my youths. No, I think the biggest reason.
Let's hear the excuse.
Is that I don't have a consistent vehicle. And
well, let me ask you
this. Well, okay, hang on. I don't have my driver's license. Thank you. There it is. I don't yet have my driver's license. I had one when I lived in Hawaii.
You're basically a New Yorker. Keep going.
That's true.
Keep going.
Wow, you're right.
Keep going.
But listen, hey, you know, as of today, I'm like 60 pages read in the 100-page DMV book.
Woo.
To get myself like reacquainted. Because it's been a while.
Woo.
Yeah, yeah. I did some homework. So it's on the track of my tasks.
Woo.
To do. Goals. And yeah, gold. So I told myself, okay, when I get a license, then I don't necessarily need to get a car right away because I'm in a position where I can rent like those kind of day cars. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, let me go and proposition some agents. Because I had one, I was close, Jed's agent. Mm-hmm. And we had this conversation. It was actually this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
This time last year.
How'd that conversation go?
It went really well until it came to the conversation of like, do you have a vehicle? And I said, I don't. And they said, well, that might be a problem because we want to make sure we don't want to be able to send you someplace and you don't show up or you're late. And then that reflects bad on us. And I'm like, I understand that 100%. But then they're like, we really, really do want to work with you. And, so why don't you like, are you able to meet us on this day for this mandatory meeting for potential, right? It was tech week for us or something, or like I had rehearsal and I couldn't. I was like, I can't because it was my first time working at ACT too. So I'm like, I got to prioritize that. I'm booked for that already. I'm getting paid that day, right? So I didn't. And then like they just kind of cut ties or cut responses. They still follow me on Instagram. I see them looking, but... Yeah, that's the story of that agent. And then there's, of course, like one or two agencies that have my eye on for since I moved here. I won't say what they are or it, that one agency. So when I get the car and the license, I think that's I'm going to reach for that one first and see if they buy. I'll write it down. I think, you know.
I know exactly. I think it's my agency.
Is it? Hang on.
Yep.
Yep.
My agent, and they're the ones that will get you into 2K.
Man, I've had my eyeballs on them since...
I will tell you this.
2007.
A word of reference will go a long way. Not saying I'm going to refer you because you have been ignoring me for a long time. You're going to have to massage my feet or something. Anyways, but all I got to say is this.
Okay.
Three things. One... Having an agent is not going to drastically change your life.
Correct.
I think a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to get an agent and then
boom,
I'm Marvel commercials, yep, and Marvel shows and yeah, like I'm going to be on Fox in daytime. No, that's not how it works.
Right.
You might get an audition in 3 months, like one audition.
But hey, that's enough to not cut your ties with that.
Exactly. And I always tell people like, why end stuff with an agent if you're just getting auditions every now and then and they're okay with you having other agents, with which my agents are okay with, mm-hmm, because I communicate with them, hey, I'm thinking about getting an agent in this region. Are you okay with that? And I always have that conversation.
Nice.
Two, it's going to take you a while to get this agent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Therefore, waiting for your car and then waiting for an agent, we might be here a year's time from now.
So get on it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Get my stuff put together?
Okay.
Let me get my splunk reel.
Get your splunk reel together. And three, I'm not telling you to lie to an agent. That's not what I am telling you. But if you realize where your priority's at, mm-hmm, if you really want to, like, you know, get some on-camera stuff and you really want the agent, let them know, hey, yeah, I don't have a car, but yo, I'll be there. Let me know anytime, I'll be there. She was testing you. You were busy. So it's like you
flunked failed.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Completely flunked that.
Oh,
I would not try to get an agent while I am currently booked for anything.
Yeah.
I remember when I first got my agent, the agent I'm no longer with in LA.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't like Bay Area actors,
right?
Because when I need you to be here, you're not here. And I was like,
that's rough.
Yeah. I was like, bet, I'll be there, let me know. And there was days for like Red Ladder, where like,
oh yeah,
I would have to be like, I would get a notice like we get off work.
I remember because I'd miss you those days.
Yeah, I'd get off at 5, and oh, yeah. I would have to be in LA the next day at like 9 a.m. I would be like, well, back in my beds, I'm gonna be there. Or like, I would have to call Karen and let her know, hey, I can't be here, I gotta go to LA. And would it put strain on my boss? Yes. Shout out my boss, you're a superstar for letting me do this. But I put in the time prior, so she knows. And it was something we talked about prior.
Yeah, managing those expectations, right?
But building that loyalty with your agent is crucial in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And letting them know, like, hey, I have a job, but it's flexible. Even if it's not, because when that call comes, maybe if there's an ounce of like, I have a couple days I can call out, or I can probably get somebody to cover, like doing that is great.
This is definitely a tip for those who can handle that like anxiety.
What?
Of managing that communication of things in the air. You know what I mean? Because that's not for everybody.
Is it for you?
I could do it, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I know you can. That's why.
Like the juggling of commitments and like making a firm decision.
Yeah.
And not flip flopping long enough that you're just like, oh, I can't make a decision, right? Like,
how bad do you want it?
Yeah.
Habibi.
How bad do you
want it? Habibi. How bad do you want it? Also, last thing to tell you, when you want to get agents in other cities, majority of the auditions are self-tape.
Wow. Was that the case pre-panny?
No. Pre-pancake stack? No.
Opened up the game, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why I was able to acquire as many Pokemon as I have now because of that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And your agents are your team. They work for you. Always remember that. Ask all the questions you need to ask. Who else are you represented by? What do you see for me? Like, ask all the questions you need. They're supposed to serve you.
They'll take that as like you're committed, you're invested, right?
Yeah. Do your research on them too. Websites, Instagram, all this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's
No. My turn. My turn to ask you questions. You've been asking me hella questions. Okay. If you can have an ideal team, Tossie,
yeah,
what would that look like for right now, for where you are?
For right now, where I am, I'd say.
What does the Tossie team look like? What does the TT look like?
Yeah, what does a TT look like?
You know, I've been trying to figure out what a TT looked like for a long time.
A long time.
What that TT look like?
You know what Tagalog TT means? Well,
I don't know what it means.
Oh, you don't?
No.
It's like slang for like penis.
Oh, I don't want to see what the TT looks like. No.
I just let you talk that. I was like, yeah, I'll let him. I won't stop him until I
say the something else.
It's usually pronounced like tite. But you know, TT is like you're there. It's like
Tite.
Yeah, Tite.
I'm never saying that again. Watch you go viral
on Tite. Whoever's editing this, please put Tite like in caps on his forehead.
No, get that Tite on my forehead. No.
Oh, there he goes.
It's everywhere. Ah! They're just flying everywhere.
Yeah. No. Oh, God. They're on me now. No.
That's what you get.
That's what I get. Yeah. Karma.
Karma. Tite Tossie.
Tite Karma. What would that look like? I think the... Gosh, that's a great question because I don't feel like I'm at a crazy capacity. Maybe like a manager?
That was such the keenest whisper.
Manager. So
what do you need somebody to manage? What do you need to give somebody 10% for? 10 to 20% for?
That's a lot, I guess. So agent, yes. I think agent.
Yeah, for sure.
That seems like a no-brainer, especially because you just let us into your conversation.
Yes.
I'd say nothing right now. From the kind of this is what I guess my next question for you was gonna be from the what we've mentioned, right? Like mentor, manager, agent, assistant. I don't feel like any of those right now would... agent, yes. But like an assistant, it's hard to say. I feel like, I could use an assistant in the month of December and January. But like... Yeah,
maybe like a part-time assistant, like somebody who like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love somebody to do that. Or like data analytics, like somebody who like I can like work for hire kind of stuff.
Oh, here's one. Okay, going back to kind of what we do as content. An editor?
Oh yeah.
So I edit, and I have my own edit aesthetics.
But I'm not letting Tossy edit this podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
Because we need to delegate tasks. That's right. Or else Tossy and me are never going to put this podcast out. And it's out now. So y'all are listening to
hey,
it.
Hey, so thank you. Thank you for supporting.
We did it. Yeah. At this time.
Thank you, editor.
Thank you.
Who shall not be named yet.
Whoever you are.
Yes.
Shout out you.
Yeah, shout out you.
We'll be on the screen.
Who knows? Send you a gift basket.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'll send you a gift.
Now. Yeah. We have to do it now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tossy.
Let me just be more tite. Nailed it. So probably an editor and, to be honest, a videographer and or slash cinematographer. I know you have these guys on your team.
No, I don't. I'm just like, aren't you that guy?
What?
Mr. Camera on Cameras on Camera, that's not you?
That's my personal, like, yeah, I mean.
What do you mean you want a cinematographer?
Like,
you want me to follow you with the camera and make your stuff look pretty all the time?
That could be nice, but, yeah, that could be nice, but I don't, you know, not necessarily, like, if I had an idea.
What do you need a cinematographer for?
I want to make movies. I want to make short movies.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like your everyday like YouTube.
Oh.
Like, stuff. I was like, you do that.
I could do that. Yeah.
And you just pass your editor.
Yeah, that would be the case then. An editor for sure. But I'm not at that like capacity, right?
You think you're at cinematography capacity to create short movies?
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. Hey, I just had to know. I had to ask a question.
Yeah. I mean, fake it till you make it, you know? And I've made a short movie, and I enjoyed it, and it's been in film festivals. But that was like, I had to prove myself. That was something that I did to prove something to myself at that time. And it's far enough along now that it's reverting back to like, maybe I need to prove myself again. But I've done that already. So this is the, that I've earned that space to tell that story, to tell a story, whatever it is, right? So I don't know, it's that thing of like, I'll watch movies and you store things and you start to see patterns and you're like, I want to recreate those patterns. So I think it's that. And so finding a cinematographer where I can like communicate that and be like, oh, you see that too, right? Because that last movie I did, I really enjoyed it. It was a great process. Rest in peace to my DP for that one, actually. But like, when you know, he had come from a background of like sports photography, sports videography, and like talking heads. And so as we were piecing this together and I was trying to tell this short story, there were some like movements I was like trying to communicate with him, and he didn't quite understand it, or he didn't understand why I needed that, right? It's nothing fancy or something like intense, but it was like an artistic choice in that moment of like, this is the movement here because this like makes this scene feel like a chase scene kind of thing, or like, you know, yeah, like a chase scene. So, you know, when I say, oh, it'd be nice to have a cinematographer, I think it's more of that like, I have some ideas and I want to bounce that off. And I used to have a small team of filmmakers, but everyone's kind of doing their own thing. And I think at that stage, we were all trying to tell stories. And we didn't really have agency over like who we were, like a label, right? Occasionally, we'd do like a 48-hour film festival, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'll take lead. I'll direct this one. But I kind of got a high off of that. I don't know if it's like just seeing my ideas being executed. I think it's that thing where you delegate properly. And you can see your vision get pulled through.
Man, that's why I love smartphones and this TikTok culture, bro. Mm-hmm. I feel like I got a new win of being like, I have an idea and I think it's funny. I'm going to execute it with the bare minimum of tools just to see the idea.
Yeah.
And if I laugh, I'm like, yes, that's all I want. Yes, did I have a crazier budget with like some slime and maple syrup coming out of the wall?
Some Nickelodeon
and like,
money.
And like werewolf like whatever makeup, but I can put a filter on it, you know? So I'm like, you know, long as I can get the point across, I'm happy. And then also now we also have like a little like blueprint of if we wanted to turn it into something bigger.
Oh, okay. Like you pitch that as a
Look, this idea right here could also be something create way bigger, but it was right here in this form and it's funny right here. So I think even with more money it would be funnier, you know? Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
I should get on that.
Hey, you don't have to.
Let me look at these walls.
Yeah, look at these walls. All this task, tossy task walls. I can see that. I can see that. Yeah. I can see assistant for you, and I could see a cinematographer to help you with some of these film ideas you have. I know you've told me some of your ideas that are great.
Yeah, you know, early on, I loved the idea of being behind the camera for filming things. Mm-hmm. And occasionally, like when I was like, oh, maybe I want to do a music video. Maybe I'll be behind the camera for that.
You let me know. I got music.
But in all honesty, when I really think about the day of like shooting something or filming something, recording something, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be behind the camera. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you multi-hyphy, bro.
Multi-hyphy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, I could, but I think someone else might have more fun doing that. And I would have more fun being like...
in front of the camera.
No. Like being next to the camera and being like, yes, that's exactly the shot I envisioned. High five.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? Like having that, seeing it being done. I mean, I like being in front of the camera, but...
you're great in front of the camera.
I have no problem turning it on for the camera.
Me neither.
So it's like shameless.
I'm like not scared of making a goof out of myself.
Yeah, me neither. Maybe that's why it works, I guess.
That's why we don't need team members.
What are y'all doing? You know what would be fun though?
What?
A private chef.
Hey, yo, so we're doing our dream team now?
Yes. Yeah.
The dream team?
The dream team.
Hell yeah. I want a private chef.
Yeah.
I want a trainer.
I see this for you.
Yeah, a private chef, a trainer, an acting coach I can always go to.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for you out there, and maybe you're starting and you're like, oh yeah, once I got my tools, I'm good.
No.
In acting, every script, every play is a problem, and you have to figure the solution out. And sometimes you just need someone to be like, that tool you're using right now, it's not as good as it could be.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And I want y'all to know also, Denzel still takes acting classes.
Love that. So love
Denzel,
that.
Samuel Jackson's favorite word, Washington. Still takes acting classes. So if y'all think you're too good for acting classes, guess what? You're not.
You're not.
Get out there. So yeah, personal acting coach, trainer, nutritionist.
Oh yeah,
an assistant would be sick. Maybe a stylist, so I don't gotta think anymore. They can just dress me in whatever I, you know, relate to, whatever brands and values and stuff. Mm-hmm. We're dreaming right now. We're dreaming.
Of course,
all right.
Of course. Who's running your merch?
Maybe that my stylist is running my merch. Maybe a business partner. Maybe like a cool CPA.
Yeah.
Give me a business CPA. Give me a lawyer.
Here's the team expanding.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say that's that. Cool. And a manager, I guess. Manager, assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a yacht captain?
No. I don't want a yacht. Okay. We were talking about this. Remember we were talking about the life that we want to live. Me and Tazi were talking about this. I don't know if we brought on the podcast, but like our home life, we want it to be simple.
Yep.
Like
we're in the car.
Yeah. Very minimalist, our home life, but our artist space, wherever that is, luxurious. I kind of damn near want like Rob Dyrdek's fantasy factory.
Oh yeah.
I just want to go crazy. I'll be like, I just need to jump in the foam pit. And they're like, why do you have a foam pit?
Yeah.
Just for this moment.
Just for it. Yeah.
Once a month I jump into it.
Yeah,
naked,
you get ideas. Like, yeah. I mean, for me, I'm like, oh man, that'd be so dope if I had like a cage for like a shelving cage and they just had spray paint.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'd be like, you know, in a mask.
Yeah. Just randomly like, I need to go.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm good. All right, you know,
that's all. You look over, you see a cat just like multiple different colors.
Yeah,
like,
Well,
shouldn't have stood there, cat.
Yeah, should have moved.
What's your dream team look like?
I think definitely a nutritionist, a private doctor, like on call, like old school, like you know, Christmas Christie.
That'll come to your house.
Yeah,
that's great.
Do house calls. They're like, hey, how's it going?
He just lives next door.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes, I literally have a doctor living next door. Yeah.
You got money. Keep going.
Yeah, I mean, they can live lavishly. I can have my simple home.
Yeah.
I'm in the guest house. Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't put it past future self if that was the case. Like, yeah,
like a nice guest house. Like, why not?
I got access to everything else. I mean, why not? I just as a joke, a carriage driver. once a week, I'll take the carriage out around the field, the meadows.
You know, it's funny. I could cast you as both the carriage driver and the person. Like, who owns the carriage driver? I can see you as both.
I love that. I appreciate that.
Feed like the horse the carrot and also eat the carrot.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be a skit.
That's good.
I'll do one of those like TikTok skits. Yeah. And, like, dirty myself up. Yeah, like, hello, sir.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Come on, Nicholas.
Yeah, come on, Nicholas. Please, sir. I've got a family. Yeah. No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. A team that is all like digital art related.
Ooh.
I mean, if we're dreaming big,
yeah,
then it's like, hey guys, come around the table, swivel, swivel, swivel. I've got this idea.
Oh yeah, I definitely want that too.
Yeah, and then someone like comes over, got a clipboard, and he's like sketching, like
my King Arthur round table.
Man, like, yes, yeah. Who's your knights around?
Man,
right. So. But yeah, nutritionist, doctor, I guess fitness, like a trainer also sounds amazing. Who probably works with your nutritionist to get the best outcome for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably it.
Fire.
Oh, pilot.
We're dreaming big. Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Tossie wants
listen, to I got I gotta get to the... yeah, I gotta... What?
A PJ, private jet.
Oh, instead of PS, what? Yeah, you know, there's a booth in Nashville, and you know, the director's there for something. I'm like, all right, okay, I guess I'll go.
Yeah, it's so funny. You live in a guest house, but you have like all these crazy. I got a carriage. I got a private jet.
I am a paradox in that weird way.
I love it.
Yeah, because I love high and lo-fi stuff.
Yeah,
like the more you can mash it up, the juxtaposition, the absurdity,
it's hilarious.
I love it. Yeah. Just to wake up and, I mean, life is absurd.
Yeah.
Right? Living is absurd. So, like, why not fill it with things that are literally absurd? Like, you live in a guest house, but you also have, like,
a private jet.
Your whole staff lives in your main house? Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works for me.
They don't have to pay rent.
Yeah. And they like each other and they have everything they need.
Yeah. They're all set. Man. Ooh.
That's funny.
Beautiful life. And you're providing? Come on.
Yeah. Come on. So. I also want to say everyone out there listening that like, when are you at the point to get these things? Before we wrap up, I want to say like, once you are, man, when are you at the right point to get some of these things? I definitely think you don't need to get a trainer or any of those things unless you have money for it.
Yeah, or you say, I'm going to do it 3 months out of the year.
Yeah, or like try it, test it out.
Yeah.
'Cause there's a lot of good knowledge on YouTube and when it comes to a manager, I don't think I'm at the point in my music career for a manager. I think there's a lot of stuff that everyone out there you should try to do on your own before you allocate it.
Right, right.
Agents, I think at any time you can be ready for them because I think if they're willing to sign you and mold you, go for it. You know, like I said, it's just a year out of your time. But just know with everybody you add to the team, that's part of the check. You're splitting up. So if you're not getting much money now, maybe they'll help you get money and that's not money you were going to get prior, but also like really think. And maybe you can put on some of your friends that maybe are like, I'll do it, you know, and be like, maybe then give them like, I'll give you 15 an hour or like $10. You know, like maybe you can work something out that way before hiring on a whole ass person to do something, you know.
What's the priority team member?
Yeah, what's the priority?
At any stage.
What's going to help scale? Yeah.
I feel like on any of those levels, the essential... probably the mentor.
Oh yeah, facts.
Right?
Facts.
Like how do you dismiss a mentor?
Even if you're like not getting paid, you're losing money being there, like the gems and the value about being around them, maybe even they're getting their contacts and like soaking up their process.
Right. Yeah.
That will level you up.
Yeah, you won't feel alone.
No.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
The mentor.
A mentor.
For those of you who are out there listening, watching, and you've clocked in some of the different team members, maybe we haven't talked about one that you were like, oh, they missed this. Leave us a comment below. Let us know. Please. And let us know what you think of mentors and where they are. They an essential, vital, like, do you have to have them?
Yeah. Let us know.
Or, in fact, let's double that down. If you have a mentor you want us to shout out, leave us send us an email. Let us know why and how they helped you.
Yeah. Please. Tag your mentors below. Please.
Share the love.
Give them their flowers for all they've done for you in your career.
You gotta.
Yeah. I'm David Morales. You can follow me everywhere at David Morales. And if you care about my music, go check out Active Poet.
Yay. And my name is Tossy Alabastro at Tossy Alabastro. And if you care about his music, go follow him
at Active Poet.
And this has been Art Time Job.
Reminding you to make time for your art, baby.
Yay.
Yeah. And get your team together.
Team.
Woo! Art Time Job, baby. Season 1.